This is a HeadGum Original.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
Major key alert. If you're searching on Etsy for vintage finds, be sure you know your pit-to-pit measurements, because that's going to be, at least if you're a broad-shouldered person like me, that's going to be the main thing, because otherwise you're going to be restricted and it's not going to feel like a hug. It's going to feel too snug. It's going to feel too slim fit for your trim dick. Basically, know your measurements for if you're shopping on vintage Etsy online or anywhere.
Did you just want to tell people you had broad shoulders?
And a trim dick. Yeah, it's very thin.
Sand yeah. It down.
What have you bought recently, Jeff?
What's that?
Never mind, man.
Man, this is unbelievable that we've made it this far. I mean, if the celebration calls for it. Noon on a Friday. 100 episodes in the bag. 100 episodes in a hat. To 100 more.
You had to clean that up, man.
What's that?
That will be a water stain in like 30 seconds.
Really?
And yes. Yeah. Cut table is covered in liquid.
This is crazy.
And it reeks like booze.
I'm not going to apologize for being celebratory.
Not asking you to apologize. I'm just stating the facts.
It'll be hard
this
to
is fucked up.
That I couldn't see anything that Jeff was doing on the table. I could only see really his torso. And sure. I honestly assumed that he got like champagne flutes and stuff. And then when he pulled back and revealed the old HeadGum logo mason jar, I was really upset. I was not happy about it.
He went half.
That was easy.
Okay. Talk amongst yourselves.
200 more spills booze
this is
all
good
over
because
the table.
Now he can't hear us slander him.
Right.
I wish I could see anyone else besides Amir's weird sunglass plaid Madras shirt look, but
yeah,
alas, that's.
Marika's all I can... seeing us through Jeff's laptop, which is just facing me and Jeff.
Yeah, it's mostly a cactus right now.
Yeah.
And a little bit of mirror.
Well, I'm trying to support my brother in sunglasses. I'm wearing shades too, Marika, just so you know.
Oh, that's good to know. Yeah, that helps
pink
a lot.
Tea. Mm-hmm.
It's difficult. Jesus.
Can you imagine? I can only imagine what camera two
that's,
is seeing
Oh,
right
no,
now.
It's spilling on the carpet. It's such a non-absorbent paper towel. He was just sort of shuffling the liquid around. Yeah.
Like, I get, like, tolerating him in the conversational realm, but when he starts just trashing your furniture.
Also, can you see the discrepancy in, like, amount of champagne poured?
Yeah.
One of the mason jars is filled to the brim. The other two are, like, at 20 and 33% capacity.
Here's one.
So here's mine, which is like, I wouldn't even drink this much apple juice, let alone champagne at 12, 11 p.m.
Yeah.
Obviously. Then this is Billy's. Oddly, a different shade of yellow. I don't know how that works out. Just
Jeff is on one knee.
He's on bended
pushing.
Knee. Pushing
Not
alcohol.
Absorbing liquid off the table, pushing it into his hot little
Maybe
hand.
You should just drink it off of the table.
Oh, that's cool.
If he slurps it up, that's probably faster, to be honest.
Yeah, slurp up the liquid from a table.
Mm-hmm. He was kind of like rushing us along to get this podcast started because he has four segments he really wants to get to. The first 5 minutes of this podcast has been him cleaning up his mess.
I will say, though, we're closer to it being 100 minutes long. So keep that in mind.
Yeah, I don't have time for that, but like that sounds like a good...
Let me help you out of here. Yeah,
otherwise, it would have been a good...
Don't restart the music. Like, I mean, yeah, I have a LaCroix. Not as exciting. You also could have like posted me a bottle of champagne or something.
I had the champagne idea as I walked into work.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
I also wasn't going to dress. Also, you guys could have fucking dressed up.
I am a little bit.
What's that?
I am a little bit dressed up.
Sunglasses?
No, the button up shirt. Sunglasses, I don't need it. Was just
are we done with the sunglasses bit?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. They might come back.
I put a lot of sweat equity into this show, and I think that by virtue of how I'm dressed, it shows. And you guys are looking a little schlubby, especially Marika.
We started recording at noon. You texted me at 11:43, said, Jake can't make it. Can you be his backup? And here I am.
All right, I'll give Billy a pass. But you know what? What's your excuse, ass?
I'm dressed a little nicer. Like, I usually wear shorts and a tee. This is like a button-up.
And you could have worn a tux for me.
The last time you wore a suit for this show, Jeff, you were sitting in a closet. So let's not go there, you know? It's great to be back here.
It's good to have you back.
And 100 episodes, man. Congratulations.
No, then thank you. And it is like, I don't want to treat it with too much gravity because, you know, at the end of the day, it's just a show.
Gravitas.
But, this is one of the most special days of my life.
Why?
They said we couldn't do it.
Who?
They said I had a medically fascinating body.
Who?
My doctor, my GP, all right?
Did he also say the thing about the podcast, or those are two different people?
Those are like, the first one is basically everybody. The second one is specifically my GP.
Okay.
Got it.
He said I have a fat ass and toothpick ankles.
We know.
Yes, but this is from a fucking MD. Right?
Fascinating.
Got broken up with by my therapist.
Why? What does that mean?
She said I wasn't making progress.
That shouldn't be
a reason for her to dump you.
Yeah, isn't that like, it's good for her business. You want to see someone who's not making progress.
Damn, Daniel.
This day it has too much weight on it emotionally for me because therapist-less, doctor-less.
Wait, the doctor who said you had a fat ass and toothpick legs?
Well, yeah,
you
how about you used to go back to... to somebody who like has his degree on the wall. Oh, you went to Tufts. Nice.
So you dropped them.
Yeah. That one I did fire my.
So you have to take some accountability for that one.
Well, I'm just saying now I have to find somebody else. I'm taking accountability for sure in my actions, but emotionally I'm wrecked.
So if this show doesn't bring me back from the dead, emotionally speaking, then it was all for naught.
Noted.
Not just this record. The entire fucking thing. This escapade, this fucking oral poison, joison sometimes, but usually poison. I mean, what was it all for? Unless I'm happy.
Are you happy?
What's that?
Are you happy?
Currently, it could go either way. All right, it's a teeter-totter where both people are the exact same amount of weight.
All right.
Are you a Libra?
No, I'm a Sagittarius.
Are you a Libra? You're a Sag. Okay, yeah. Nice.
Are you
Sag
Libra.
Aftra? What's that?
I just said I'm a Libra.
So you kind of get this balancing act. Like, I'm getting no empathy from Marika. I'm getting sympathy maybe from you, but it's bordering on pity.
Just start the fucking show.
100 episodes.
Yeah.
Right?
The third time.
Yeah. Here's what we're going to start it off with. Just something normal before we get into the festivities. Bond of the week. This week, my pick is, well, me.
And then on to the Beyoncé song, okay. Of course.
You must not know Jeffrey. About me. You must not know about me. I can wear a tux like nobody's business. I also know how to handle a gun. Baby, you must not know about me. You must not know about me. I've had a ton of intercourse with women, so don't you ever for a second
don't look at me while you're singing.
I couldn't be James Bond.
Can I ask
a real question? Yeah. I was going to ask what's a tux is a different lapel, right? Plus
no,
a cummerbund.
I think it's that it's lined with silk.
Yeah.
Or
like,
oh, really?
Usually the pants have like a interesting stripe or like a whatever that
tuxedo
belt.
Stripe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How about you don't comment on your coworker's outfits?
Yeah, I'm not.
You literally opened the podcast by saying that he could dress up much nicer.
This is a disaster, Casey. This, yeah. What's that?
Yeah.
It was a train wreck. It didn't even start on the rails.
So you didn't go with "You must not know Jeffrey."
Oh, that's really good. He also.
No.
That would have been better.
Also, all you saying was "You must not know about me." You must not know about me. But you had it written down. You were reading it off a prompt. Like yeah, you couldn't memorize the words, even though the words this time was the actual words of the song.
Well, I forgot that I knew how to handle
a gun.
A handgun.
Yeah, right.
With a silencer.
Yeah.
Like James.
Right.
What about Jeffrey James Bond?
That's mm-hmm. pretty good.
I'm sure that's been brought up before.
Really?
Probably.
That's a good ending to not only the Bond, but also the you must not know about, and then your James Bond of the week.
Yeah.
Runner that's been happening.
It's the 100th episode. It feels like a time to reflect.
Yeah.
And that's the perfect segue because we've made it through.
Talking. And so it seems like all of the bonds that people have suggested over the course of the 100 episodes, it'd be nice to maybe go through the list of them. Do you have that prepared?
Do I have the list of the
everybody's bond?
I also just wanted to share my bond of the week because I had what I thought was a good idea, but you really just tried to move on.
Yeah.
No, let's hear your bond of the week.
I think the new Bond should be Nick Weiger.
Mm.
Weiger.
Doughboy.
I think he'd do a great job. I think it'd be fun to see him cavorting around the world doing spy stuff.
Yeah.
He has the self-confidence for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think he could pull it off.
What he might lack in sartorial effort and aesthetic, he makes up for by being able to suck his own dick, which I've always felt like 007 would have at least tried.
You always said that.
I'm always saying that.
It kind of feels like only he can say that about himself, too, by the way. Like, you're just spreading that out. He said it once on a podcast, and now people know it, but I don't know if you have the green light to just say it.
Spreading that out is interesting, because I was also going to lob up, what if he was the first James Bond to get pegged?
Also, Jake is here. What the fuck?
This is not prepared, so we don't.
We didn't.
Well, it was prepared.
It was prepared.
It was very hard to set up.
Yeah.
The idea that he can just join and then we can record it. That's a huge question mark, right?
No, I think it'll be fine.
Yeah.
I think it'll be fine.
Wait, so are you fully recording?
Yeah. Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You said you couldn't make it. This is crazy.
And then he said, before we started, I might make it for the second half. And we are in
that.
The second half because we were supposed to start recording
setting
at three.
Setting everything up, right?
Should I leave? Do you want me to leave?
No, stay. It's the first episode with five people.
I'll leave.
He spilled a lot of champagne earlier. He spent the first 10 minutes of the show.
Yeah, the first 5 minutes of the podcast was Jeff licking up champagne from the table.
Great. Yeah. I was going to ask, what did I miss?
Bond of the week.
Yeah, par for the course. Great. I didn't get to do my bond of the week.
Yeah, let's hear your bond of the week. This is...
What?
Amir.
It's nice.
Let's hear your bond of the week.
I just watched Dunkirk again recently, and the little blonde boy from the boat in Dunkirk.
Okay, is it Tom Glenn Carney?
Maybe, or maybe also the kid that eats shit on the boat. He could also work, but he's more of a Bond villain.
Yeah.
And one of the little blonde kid. This
is your show, Jeff. This is your day. I'm just here to say congrats.
No, you know what?
I have to figure out who this is.
Because this show has served its purpose in bringing joy to everyone.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm glad that I got to be here for the final episode. This is awesome.
Oh, we haven't
a cool run.
We haven't We haven't talked to
you Jeff told about. Me before you told Jeff?
Well, I wanted to sort of let everyone know because we were going to do it right after this episode.
I didn't realize.
We're going to do it right after the episode.
I don't want to say anything, but let's make this episode a good one.
Here, here.
I agree.
Totally.
Let's just make this one a good one. That's, wow, that is the guy. Yeah. Yes, Marika, that's correct.
I love him.
I love him, yeah.
So do you agree with my Bond of the Week?
Yeah, I think that's a good choice. He's great. He's great in The Fairy. What? He was great in The Ferryman. A play that I told Amir to see and then he didn't.
Did I not?
If you take this show away from me, you take me away from you.
Jeff has so many segments. Jeff has so many segments. And we haven't sniffed one yet. We're talking about Dunkirk, little blonde boys that ate shit, and Jeff is sitting here silently.
The lie.
Aren't you impressed at how fast I got that three-word name from little blonde boy on the boat?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm just
there is only
show...
one blonde boy in all of Dunkirk.
Because I am the
there's
show.
Only one guy it could be.
It's like an actorla.
No, it was really good. It's fresh in my mind because I saw it yesterday. Sorry, Jeff. I'm talking about Dunkirk.
You kill the show, you kill me.
That's yes.
You kill the show. You kill me.
That is the intention.
If you think there's any way I survive without the show,
Billy, he's hurting me.
Billy, do something.
Give me the bottle.
That's funny. No, let's continue, I guess, with whatever you guys were saying, and then we'll wrap it up.
No, we're done.
All right, great.
Kirk.
Nice. We do actually have a lot to get to. This is perfect, though. Do we even have time to talk about Formula One? Let's save it for the end, because also not everybody likes Formula One. But
we'll save it for the end. That could be our plugs, kind of.
Yeah. Okay, we'll do that. Which means that we have to talk about the past 100 episodes, a retrospective of sorts. What is your guys' favorite episode you've ever been on of the show? And if you don't have one prepared, the longer the silence goes on, the more hurt I'll be.
The Head Goskers.
The Head Goskers were good. The Academy Gum Awards.
It was in the midst of the pandemic, and everyone was really sad. You asked me to hop on your podcast, your video podcast, and I opened up my screen, and Jeff was wearing a robe. And he looked like the bad guy or good guy I've never seen the movie from Despicable Me, hunched over like Pac-Man. And he was sweating in a closet. And I was like, for the first time in months, I'm happy. Someone is worse than me.
I think my favorite episode is the one where Amir sang the Almsby song.
Did you see the Almsby Wordle that I sent? Sort of popped it into HQ, but nobody.
Yeah,
really
I
responded.
Saw it. Well, no one was fine.
You spelled it. You spelled it incorrectly.
It's a four-letter word.
Yeah, but Almsby with an E at the end because the E was sort of baked into.
Well, you had to extend it.
What was that song, Marika? Do you remember how it went?
It was the "Why are you nodding? Why are you not eating rice?" one. But I don't remember how it started.
I'm sure you have it prepared, right? So you could click the
It's
button.
In that great compilation that someone started making.
Yeah.
Of all the songs.
You don't actually have to search for it. It'll take a little bit, right? Because we have a bunch to... You said you had...
You kill the show, you kill me, right?
Say my name. When no one is an Almsby, say it, baby, I'll eat rice. Why are you not eating rice?
And now the song? I'm on Instagram.
That was so
say, I
plugs.
Really am.
Baby, why are you not eating rice? You have two voice cracks.
You gave up on the end.
Rice. Say my rice. When no one is an Almsby, say we'll eat at Almsby. You'll be eating rice.
Sort of predates your "You must not know about many." It's like the spiritual prequel to that.
Yeah, in a way, because I also couldn't get that song out of my head.
I think they're both Beyoncé songs, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One's Destiny's Child.
Destiny's Child. Jake? Yeah. Amir?
There was one episode that I recorded with Jake in his office, right where Jake is sitting. It was me, Jake, your friend who's never been on the show before or since, and you. Do you remember that?
You said that was a good one. Why was that a good one to you?
That was just a memorable podcast episode to me because it seemed to have just come and gone, lost forever. Nobody thinks about that episode. Nobody references that episode. But mm-hmm. it was special to me because Jake and I were recording together in New York. And that is the only time that happened. And it's exactly where Jake is sitting right now. That's kind of it was kind of a unique episode.
That's meaningful. No,
that's yeah.
Yeah. I appreciate
that. Who was that friend of yours? What was his name again? Do you remember that? You don't remember. See,
I don't know who it was.
Yeah.
It was like Billy a TV Brick? Writer on like Nickelodeon or something.
Jeff was clearly networking that week.
Oh, Marcos.
Yeah, Marcos.
Yeah, yeah, Marcos.
Yeah, shout out Marcos.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, I also like the one where you made us read scripts with
that
one, Zach
I think
Dunn.
Is my favorite.
Yeah, and we were giving notes on it, and that made me laugh a lot.
Sometimes I don't know if I was on the episode or if I just listened. Like I don't know if I was on the script Zach Dunn one. I think I was.
You weren't. But it was Johnny, Amir, and Zach.
Yeah, that's
crazy.
I don't
think you were.
I just listened to it, but everyone's sense of humor is like so in line with mine that it feels like I was there and it happened. I was going to talk about one of my favorite memories, but that's fine. Yeah.
We're going to cut this part.
No, it's fine.
No, that wasn't an interstitial. That was truly just like, let's keep it up. Let's keep the energy up of 100 episodes.
It was bad. It was a bad choice.
It wasn't even an interstitial. You just kind of just interrupted
it.
Your own segment.
It's energy.
It wasn't.
It was like it's the equivalent poison. Of a yawn, just where you just like drop a big sound in the middle of someone else's. There it is. Yeah.
I liked the power hour.
That was a lot together. Of fun to record.
Was that the also, first in-person episode of like, you know, aside from the one that me and Amir had, like the first in, oh no, it was like the first in-person video episode, right?
Yeah. I think so. Amazing. My favorite is the audit, the entire series.
Mm.
And nice. I'm glad we made up.
That's awesome, dude.
Wow.
What? Throw it's a back. Fucking reference.
That was a lot of comedy.
We have to take a break. We have to take a fucking break.
Oh my
and some sponsors.
God. You do so much worse shit than that.
We'll talk.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually. And I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
And we're back. All right. Episode 100. This is what I did. All right. I emailed all previous guests on the show, present company included. And I was like, we made it. We made it to 100 episodes. Thank you all for being a part of it in however big or small a way you have been. And if you wanted, this was an idea I got from No Joke, which you guys did for 200, which was just send in, you know, a congratulatory message or you know, any message really being like wishing us well, you know, good luck on the next 100 episodes.
It's cool.
So I thought we could listen to some messages that are pre-recorded from past guests. What do you guys think?
Sounds like a great idea I made up.
Cool. Yep.
Love it.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Let's start with Avital Ash.
Oh,
nice.
You did it.
My lover.
Somehow you got to 100 episodes, and I can't think of anyone less deserving. Congratulations, I guess. This is bad. Yeah. So many more people deserve to have made it this far, and you are not one of them. Why did you get to here? This is crazy. Is it even good? I don't think so. And you run it for some reason and people listen to it, I guess, which is insane. That's the craziest part of all. I think 100 is a good time to stop. I think you should probably stop now. This is Avital, by the way. All right. Happy 100th episode in retirement. Hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Not hopefully.
Amir?
Yeah.
Can you fire Jeffrey?
Yeah. We felt bad before the 100th, but I think it's gonna happen soon.
Okay, good. It's about time.
Oh, here.
That was really beautiful. That was touching.
No, yeah. It wasn't.
I like the question, why did you get to here?
Sort of an existential.
She brought up some good points.
What good points? I feel like that was, that wasn't fair.
I
did, at all.
I took issue with one thing that she said, because she said, and you run it. And I was like, no, he doesn't. I feel like
that's what you take issue with. I feel like maybe. Yeah.
I think it's mostly
retire
run
at 24.
By
what would
Monica.
I even do?
Kind of like, yeah.
How many voice messages do you have?
I have 17 more. That's
17.
But there's no way they're all that angry. So I guess let's keep it going with our in-house video producer, Casey Donahue.
Oh,
hey Jeff, it's Casey, the HeadGum video producer. Just want to leave you a little message for the 100th episode of the HeadGum Podcast. Nice. You didn't tell me you wanted to shoot in the studio this week. You've actually never told me when you want to shoot in the studio. And it's been driving me crazy. You know, this isn't a playground. This isn't Jeff's funhouse. This is a professional studio. You can't just come and go whenever you please. We've got a schedule. We've got shows we got to shoot. And your show is literally the lowest priority of them all. You have no respect for me. You have no respect for Anya. You know, Anya and I spent months wiring the studio for sight and sound. And I'm willing to bet $100 that you're going to show up with your own Zoom recorder because I guess we didn't do a good enough job for you. You're going to stick it right in the middle of the set and you're going to have the wires going all over the place. It's going to look like amateur hour as usual. And I'm going to be sick to my stomach when we upload another episode of the HeadGum Podcast. Clearly, I can't trust you, so I'll be in the studio for the record. And that's honestly mostly just to make sure that you don't break any of the extremely expensive equipment that we have in there. You're an embarrassment to the company. You're the bane of my existence. Jake and Amir only let you do this show because they feel bad for you. And I hope you quit. So, yeah, I just wanted to call and let you know that you have to tell me when you want to use the space, okay? I'm absolutely sick of this bullshit. All right, man. That's it. Take care.
Amir.
Bye.
Take care.
He said take
Sounds
care.
Like Jake
that was
right.
Nice. That was a nice way to sign off. Take care. I like that.
It was pleasant.
Yeah, but it doesn't undo Casey's anything great. In the 90 seconds before.
Well, you want to start with a compliment, end with a compliment, and then
sandwich. Yeah, he really did it. He did it well.
I wasn't like
he made a lot
exactly.
of great points, especially every. I was a little bit sick to my stomach as well when I had to upload the HeadGum podcast where all of the cords were unplugged and the Zoom was on the table. And I did complain to them, so that rang true.
Okay. Jeff has five guests,
but we can go on to the next one.
We're all going to be sitting in silence for the next half hour. He has a record number of guests, and this whole episode is about to be audio cues.
16 more. 16 times 1 to 2 minutes.
That's the next 35 minutes. We've already recorded like 12. That puts us at 47. He's going to say wax, so that's another 8 minutes. We're maxed out.
We're waxed.
We're waxed
Max
out.
Max on wax.
All I said was send in a message congratulating us on 100 episodes or whatever you want to say.
You still got 17. That's pretty good. To receive that much feedback is nice, whether it's constructive or not.
Yeah, I mean, God, if I sent out a mass email and got 17 responses,
that's
I'd
huge.
Feel pretty damn special. Yeah, yeah.
Definitely.
Thanks, guys. that makes me feel better. That makes me feel a little bit more optimistic about
let's
play the next one. You know what? I'm going to go with a close personal friend of mine. All right, I'm going to go with George Saba. He sent in a two-parter. It's got to be
that is not
a little
what
bit
the
kinder.
Podcast needs right now.
Hey Jeffrey, it's your friend George Saba. Congratulations on 100 episodes. I don't really feel like being mean to you. I'm actually quite proud that this show has made it this far. So I have sourced a message from someone who could perhaps do equal damage. Your ex-girlfriend, Ellen.
There's no way.
Hi, I'm Ellen. I'm from Cleveland, Ohio, and I dated Jeffrey in high school when I was 15.
Oh my God.
And now I live in New York, and I'm a marketing coordinator, and I have an amazing boyfriend. I met my boyfriend in college. He was a senior and I was a junior. So I made the first move and then we've been dating for like 2 years now. I knew I loved my boyfriend. Honestly, I think after our first date, I had like a really big crush on him for the longest time and we had been friends. So when we finally had like that first date, I was gonna stick for a while. First date, he took me.
We don't have to go through all of it, probably.
Let me hear. I think we get it.
I used to like walk my dog at all the time.
We get it.
And he brought a picnic blanket and wine. And,
I can do a picnic.
Like
it's a good joke. No one's saying it's not a good joke. It's just that we get it.
And he painted a picture of us, and it was just.
I can paint.
Character.
Like I could do.
My
this
boyfriend
with
now
anyone.
Is.
I don't know if you can paint.
Genuinely, by far the best boyfriend I've ever had. I feel like
no
before
way.
Awesome. Him, it was all kind of like high school flings or like silly little.
More than that.
Like serious moments, kind of me just
real connection.
You were young. You were young.
So yeah, I think I'm the happiest I've ever been. I
no,
think
I'm glad.
A that's
really
nice
like special thing about my like... boyfriend is how like inquisitive
how many...
and curious.
What's
he
the
is.
Runtime on this track?
There's another
honestly,
4 minutes.
Into, like,
I'm curious.
The conversations pause. Or debates, just because he has like the most like open mind ever and is always exploring like different avenues and it's just
ask
really,
me anything controversial
really nice to talk to. It's stupid but he actually has the cutest cheeks in the world. They're like
pinch my
so
cheeks
round,
pinch my
I'm
cheeks
obsessed
Billy.
With them
look
and
how cute these are.
He
they're fine
also
they're more than fine Jake
like,
do
so
something
nice. I love the
I can barely I even hear you over the like, boyfriend story
yeah
he's very like bold and confident with
hit
his
stop dog. I'm begging you now hit
I
stop
champagne
you're bold
table.
But you're not confident
not too much what's he's that just, like,
cool. Marika's the only cool. one still
and
listening
when you say cheeks you mean like face cheeks right
yeah
face
and
I
he's
realized
a nice guy.
This was an
yeah.
interview
I,
have a nice
I would also say my boyfriend's
I've shown
like
you my
one
ass.
Of the smartest people
yeah.
I've ever met
I'm,
my favorite memory with my boyfriend was probably when I recently moved to New York and when I was moving from Ohio to New York, he helped me move into my apartment and I was like alone for a week or two. And he like stayed with me.
Says nothing
like,
to do with the
was
show
really
anymore.
Fine.
Says
good.
Nothing to
God,
do with
God, dog.
It.
I have issues
stop
with when you cut
sooner.
That off.
It was still really early. I saw the timeline move. We were at
that was halfway.
Yeah, 40% mark.
Ellen has spoken more than any of the guests on this podcast.
Ellen. This is turning into a fucking public stoning of me.
Yeah.
Right? What is this? Diet Smoke, where are you?
What's that?
Diet Smoke. It's basically Delta 8 THC gummies. So it's like that a fucking perfect medium segment. High between THC and CBD.
Yeah, let's
save
it for the
CBD.
Ad break. Next.
All right, here we go. This is going to be from Johnny Villa.
Oh, hey, nice. Jeffrey. I wanted to record a message for the 100th episode, but every time I tried something, it just didn't feel right. Huh. And I couldn't display my emotions to the fullest extent.
I know it's coming.
You deserve more than that. So what I did was pay a voice actor to record exactly what I wanted to say.
Oh.
Take it away, Mr. Ben Kroger.
Who? Do you believe that podcasts are great to expand the mind and teach us about other people?
Wow.
You're an idiot. Welcome to the HeadGum Podcast.
This is good. We should run this.
Never get back.
Yeah,
back,
honestly.
Back. Suck it, other podcasts. It's a show that has listeners, even though the host sucks. And I mean sucks. Think about the worst person you know. Yup, he's worse. Segments are underprepared. The worst soundboard you've ever heard.
Run your line.
An immeasurable amount of dead air. And it's all Jeffrey James's fault.
A fart?
I feel like it's not that much dead air.
It's all Jeffrey James's fault. It's all Jeffrey James's fault. It's all Jeffrey James's fault. Jeffrey James's fault. It's all Jeffrey James's fault. Jeffrey James's fault. It's all Jeffrey James's fault. It's all Jeffrey James's fault.
Of course.
Freaking stop, man.
It's all Jeffrey James's fault. It's all Jeffrey James's fault. It's all Jeffrey James's fault.
Take him off. Just take him off if it's that bad to you. Don't act like they're staple to your head.
It was.
I might contact Johnny to see if we can run that as an ad for the show.
We should,
maybe
we
on
should
Spotify.
Genuinely try. We should genuinely try it. That'd be so fun.
I'm down to put $50,000 behind airing that on the biggest, most important podcast of Jeffrey and his friends' lives so they all sort of hear how bad he is on other shows. Yeah.
Maybe like Armchair Expert or something.
Yeah, something that they just want to listen to.
You look shell-shocked. Is everything okay?
Everybody went into ad conversation and Jeff is still maintaining this. I just had a crazy attack energy.
This is not what was supposed to happen. We were supposed to fucking make me feel happy.
Well, maybe the next one will be really nice.
What's that?
Maybe the next one will be really nice.
Okay, and speaking of nice, let's go with Shelby Wolstein, who just was on the Nice episode.
Oh.
Hey, Jeff. kind of an awkward call. I just got out of a therapy appointment. And I thought maybe I should give you a courtesy call. I was talking to my therapist. She said, you know, I was making a lot of progress, and in the past month or so, she's really seen a pretty steep decline in me mentally and emotionally, and in a lot of ways physically. And she, we were talking about it for a while. We were trying to get to the bottom of it. And ultimately what we came down to was I've guested on your pod like 3 times in the past month or so. And we're thinking that might be a reason for my sort of distress emotionally, emotional distress. Legally, that is what we are going to call it in the lawsuit. So
she's suing you
again. This
for
is a
emotional
call.
Distress.
There's,
you're getting served.
I didn't want it to come to this, but we were talking, and it's just like I'm going to have to start going, you know, 2-a-days with her
therapy?
Just to start getting back on track. And if I'm going to afford that, I need to go through with this. It's been really awful knowing you, but I hope you lose in court.
That's not a but. That's the wrong conjunction.
She's suing you and. For that. She's suing you, basically. There's no way the other ones are nice. The last two really hurt your feelings, it seems like.
Well, there's only 12 more, right?
Yeah, let's go.
You look kind of crazed.
Let's see what you brought to the table. Amir sent in a voice note. That's kind of nice, yeah.
I mean...
Beautiful
you know
soundscape.
What I think.
of you. It's not high regard, man. It's, yeah, I don't know. I've sort of said it all, and yet I feel like I haven't said enough in a weird way. You're not it. You're basically not the right person to do this podcast, but also probably anything else. Yeah. Like, I can't imagine a task or responsibility where you'd be in the top three of what I'd consider even just like, not like exceeding expectations, but a competent, comfortable zone. Like, you're not, to say you're not good at anything is sort of underselling how below average you are at literally anything. But congrats on doing it 100 times. It's a mirror, obviously.
Thank you. That was nice.
That at least ended on a nice
very much.
Yeah. I really do appreciate that.
I really appreciate that.
Thank you. I appreciate you're welcome.
You know, it's just kind of funny because, like, to work with such amazing comedians to me is like,
yeah,
it's a dream come true, really, on a certain, in a certain shade. So to hear you say something like that to me means, it means, you know, it is Earth Day. It means the world.
Mm.
Love that.
Also, today's my half birthday.
Wow.
Today's my wife's birthday.
Wow.
Happy birthday, Joe.
There's a lot of things happening, but let's kind of focus on what's in the room.
Yeah,
totally.
Yeah. All right, here. Oh, Andrew Pyle, all the way from Hudson Valley.
Hey, Jeff, it's Pyle. Look, I keep getting alerts about your HeadGum email address. Your mailbox is filling up. Went in there today. Look, you subscribe to a lot of crypto newsletters. I feel like maybe just read some of those or unsubscribe or something or delete them after you read them. But also, you got to respond to your doctor, man. They've been reaching out for months, and it seems pretty serious. So give them a call or email.
I did, and they said that I had a fucking fat ass. Yeah. So
you have some kind of degenerative mental illness, I think.
Well, yeah, you know what? This tumor? This isn't helping.
You said that they just said you had a fat ass and thin legs. There's no way they would email you multiple times for that. I didn't know Pyle could do that. Go into your email. Did you know that?
No, he has the back end. Can.
Yeah. Yeah.
He can. He's our CTO. Billy, present company. What's up?
What's up, Jeff? What's up, HeadGum Podcast listeners? This is Billy Scafuri. Just wanted to give you a peek behind the curtain real quick. Jeff has been emailing the previous guests of the HeadGum Podcast for a while now with the specific intent to leave him a quote-unquote vitriolic message to him and presumably the show.
Do the rest.
I'm going to read to you now the second email Jeff sent, and note the extra excitement in receiving the vitriol. Hey, y'all, exclamation point. Wanted to ping this message, to see if we can get a couple more vitriolic messages for HeadGum Podcast's 100th episode by this Friday, April 22nd. Jeffrey James emailed previous guests of his podcast asking for insults with a deadline. If you have some time to record a voice memo of libel, that would be amazing. Cheers. Thanks, Jeff. Thanks, listeners of the HeadGum Podcast. This is Billy Scafuri trying to provide as much Jeff truth as I can. Here's to many more, pal. Congrats on 100.
Oh.
That was nice, too.
Yeah.
Ferris cut
Thank
that
you.
Out.
Why?
Because it lifts the veil.
Dude.
We know the veil. We absolutely get how the sausage is made.
Speaking of Ferris.
Jeff, Ferris here.
Ferris!
100 episodes, right?
Oh!
Ooh,
wow.
Wow.
Right.
Nice.
Or should I say?
That's really good.
100 episodes.
That's he is in 100 control.
100 weeks of a self-imposed imprisonment of my own doing. For the past 2 years, this show has been a cafeteria tray of poison, slid under my cell door every single week for me to swallow down, along with my pride, and help smuggle you onto listening platforms like a Trojan horse.
Damn, Daniel.
You think
that was easy?
Well, nice. It wasn't
easy.
I've listened to every second of every episode, all to become a known accomplice to this, for lack of a better term, weekly podcast. I'm blacklisted by the entertainment industry for this, and I deserve it. Irreversible damage has been done to good people, and I sat by and let it happen. Also, major key alert. Turn down the gain on your mic so that this isn't the raw material I'm left to work with, you megaphone. But also, major key alert. Stockholm Syndrome is real. Love you, buddy. Happy 100th episode. Let's get it started in
Wow, Ferris rules,
right?
He should host this show.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
I've never heard that hurled as an insult.
It's clever because you do often peak.
Thank you.
No, I mean, like, you're too close to the microphone. It's hard to record it.
Let's hear from a friend of the show, John George, former intern, good friend of mine.
Hello, HeadGum crew. It is former HeadGum intern John George here to congratulate you guys on 100 episodes of the HeadGum podcast. I mean, how did you guys do it?
Right?
Seriously, how are you guys continuing to keep this podcast afloat with a toxic, awful man as your host, Jeffrey James? Mm. This guy is terrible, awful, and I know you're in the room, Jeff. You're bad. You're just bad in general. I'm not even going to call you a bad host. You're just a bad person.
Mm.
You're over there celebrating 100 episodes of this podcast. What a milestone, right? Well, guess what? Me and my therapist just celebrated a milestone too. 100 times I've had to go to therapy because of the times I've been on this podcast.
Common theme.
And Jeff, don't act surprised over there. Don't act like this is news to you, because we've talked many times about this over messages, over coffee. We've talked many times about how I did not like being on the podcast, how you traumatized me. And guess what? You retain none of it. You seem apologetic in the moment. You retained absolutely none of it. It has come down to this. This is what my therapist has recommended me do. Come on this podcast, tell you off in front of your coworkers, tell you off in front of the listeners, and maybe it'll help my mental health, but maybe it'll also help yours. Maybe it'll make you a better person. Even though I told my therapist there's no way that happens, I can literally not imagine a world where Jeff is a better person. Ever. Even a little bit better. I can't imagine that.
I can try.
Anyways...
Jeez.
Congratulations to everyone at HeadGum but Jeff for all the hard work on this podcast, because I know they put a million times more work into it than Jeff with his silly sounds and his... That's all he does. That's all he does. He has a soundboard. That's it. Congrats, man. Mm. I can go find a soundboard on the internet, too. I can find funny sounds on YouTube, man.
Yikes.
Wow. Good job. Ugh. Congrats, everybody. But Jeff, of course, I have to reiterate, not you, Jeff.
Mm-hmm. No, and yeah, congratulations, obviously, to Marika. And,
yeah, wow.
Yeah, I appreciated it.
Yeah.
Do you remember the first episode, Marika? Was it like this, or was it totally different? I feel like
it was
way
more normal. It was like all of us just chatting. It was like a cocktail hour back then.
Yeah.
Interesting. Who was on it?
Chat. Let's take a break. I can't.
We actually
handle
can't
another one
chat because you've been playing voicemails for the last. What feels like
haven't chatted
hour
in 40
half.
Minutes, Jake. Let's chat.
Haven't
chatted
let's
in 40
wax.
Minutes.
Yeah. That's what Billy was
we'll
afraid of.
We'll take a break. We I think five more to get to, but we'll take a break.
Okay.
Five
more. It's. Am I that bad?
So we've heard two people.
Do I deserve this?
I what feel like if we're going to talk about something, I don't want to talk about you personally.
Let's talk about Formula One.
So we've heard two people.
Just sadly, let's talk about car racing. This sucks.
Two of the nine people have mentioned their therapists. If I set the line, the over under at 2.5 people will mention their therapists. Would you bet the over or the under?
So will one more person mention therapy?
Probably over.
Yeah, I think over.
I'll fade the public. Go under. No more therapy references going forward. Now we have something to sort of look forward to.
There you go.
Right.
As we play
that
the
makes
next.
It, I guess that makes it interesting for you and Billy, but what am I supposed to do?
Well, pick you can
side.
Also bet. Yeah.
Pick a side. Over 2.5.
You know, I'm going to keep on checking my email.
And that's okay.
All right, this comes in from HeadGum's, one of HeadGum's newest hires, very kind person,
is this Kate?
Kayla Moriarty. Let's see.
Oh.
Hey, Jeff.
I'm in therapy.
Happy 100th episode. I'm so sorry I waited until the very last minute to get this to you. It's just that I don't respect you at all.
She's very sweet, usually.
Thank you so much for having me on the podcast. I've had a lot of fun, and I've never once walked away feeling completely sapped of my energy or robbed of my time. And, you know, your host's skills are really incredible. I've never seen someone be able to bring together a random group of people so easily and so quickly, united against you. It's a skill that not a lot of people have.
She's really right.
Like Elon Musk. So congrats on that. And, you know, I'm looking forward to being back on the show and spending more time with you begrudgingly. But, you know, take care and all the best.
I don't want to be like Elon Musk.
Nah, no one should strive for that.
All right. He has a lot of fans, though.
I thought that was nice. I had a compliment.
Did have a compliment. Begrudging, she said. But
are there segments after this?
There's one. I wonder. Okay. But the one segment is to listen to
this
everybody's
would be a
voice
fun podcast to listen to, but not to be
to
on.
Be on right. That's sort of the yeah. whole thing. With
I got
the
an
show.
Urgent invite, Jake, because we thought urgent that you might not make it. And so about a half hour before, I got a call from Jeff saying, can you hop in? And I did.
Wow.
And
so
you know what I've done?
This is,
I've sat on
Billy,
the couch.
This is fully, it is completely my fault. I am so sorry.
Oh, please. I'm happy to be here, Jake.
Let's do that. Sally Griffin.
Well.
One of our more recent guests. She was kind enough to send one.
Hey, Jeffrey. I can't believe you made it to 100 episodes. I haven't the slightest idea why this show is still a thing, considering it makes no sense whatsoever. I recently got into some trouble, and I can't disclose that on air, but I am looking for some community service hours, so if you could please give me a call, that'd be great, since obviously spending time with you is charity work. Also, congrats, I guess.
Good one. Short best call. Sweet. I think that's the best call.
That was perfect.
Yep.
Yeah. Sally's a pro. Yeah. That was
Jeff
that
should
was
have
brief.
Said, like, keep it 30 seconds or under.
No joke did this 100 episodes yeah. ago. We did this exact same premise, but yeah. we told everyone, try and keep it brief, 15 seconds,
that's
30
great.
Seconds.
That's
because
a good
there's
note.
Going to be a lot of responses.
Yes, exactly.
And what we also did was we seeded them out throughout the episode.
Oh,
so you
that's
go
good.
Back to your guests,
that's
talk nice. A little bit. And then it was like a little AV. A
that's
little
really good.
And
yeah.
that
yeah.
was the,
really good, actually.
But Jeff said, I'm going to take that same idea. I'd lump it.
Yeah. It's a lumpy podcast a little
we're
bit.
We're stuck in the lump. Let's face facts, guests, we're
in
stuck
the
in the lump right now.
It's like lumpy mashed potatoes or something.
Those are good.
I mean,
those
you're still going to eat it. You're still going to have it. You just wish it was so smooth.
And so let's see. Maybe it'll smooth itself out. Jeff.
yeah. You're a lump, man.
Save us
he's
from
lump.
The lump.
He's lump.
He's lump.
He's lump.
You are a boiled potato.
You're a boil.
That's funny.
What an off the cuff sentence.
You suck.
You are a boiled potato.
Jeffrey
James'
fault.
It's all Jeffrey James' fault.
It's all Jeffrey James' fault.
You dudes gave Johnny some shine on that, but we need to give him some more. Johnny is so pro.
Yeah, he's really good.
No, he's really
at everything he does, it's quality over quantity.
Yeah.
My man, for me, it's
quality.
Johnny all day.
All
Johnny
day.
All day.
Johnny nah. all day.
I love
Jeff
Johnny.
No way.
It's a lot of hard work.
That's cool.
I don't want to compare because it's not fun to like just compare people because right, there is no comparison to
but
Jeff
let's compare them for a second. If Johnny hosted episodes 101 through 200, let's just imagine what those episodes might be and
polished.
Feel like.
They'd be
polished.
Really
yeah.
They'd be good.
Yeah.
I mean, listen to what he did with that trailer.
Yeah.
The trailer was incredible. The
trailer was
beautiful.
Really good.
He put more time and effort into that. One second. More time and effort into that trailer than you have into 100 episodes. Yeah.
Like Jeff didn't even tie his tie well for this show.
That's true.
You missed it when he spilled.
Yeah.
He spilled a
I
lot.
Spilled Shandon.
Johnny has a mature sense of humor too, where it's almost like you can sit back with a glass of wine and just kind of enjoy his natural suave.
And Jeff is a boiled potato.
He's a big potato.
Yeah.
We're stuck in the lump. We're stuck in the lump.
He is the lump. Yeah.
He's lump.
Not mashed
he's
at lump. All.
He's matzah. He's matzah in summer. That's good. Have we said boiled potato?
Spud
like that
is
sounds
a good
familiar.
Nickname.
Yeah.
Spud is a good nickname.
Spud Webb, Spud James.
Spud.
Yeah.
Is Spud in the office today?
Yeah. That's good. I know it would be like
we're Spud
Jeff here.
Review. Hosted by Spud and Riley.
You.
What?
Fuck you.
Keep lopping
up. Shit.
Oh.
Oh my God.
Wow. Are you really leaving?
There's three more.
Doors
what if
open.
Positive?
Doors
and
slammed.
One more segment.
Door slammed.
What do you think the segment will be?
What do you think the over-under is on Jeff returning?
Ooh, great.
60 seconds?
I would say.
He's in the hall right now dying. Like really? He wants to be back on camera so bad.
Because he wants to, yeah. I mean, he doesn't want to do it instantly. It has to be like a funny length of time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But we are out of time at the same time.
Here's another question. Does he return with some sort of new prop?
Oh, that's fun.
Like this is going to, he had this design where he was going to get mad enough that he was going to storm out. And when he came back, he's going to have a big surprise for us.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd call it a big surprise.
Fair.
He's probably going to bring back something and it's not going to be super well thought out. Mm-hmm. But I do think this was his intention.
Does okay. everyone feel like I'd have to be here for when he comes back? Because I know I've only been here for what was supposed to be half the show.
Yeah.
But I have been sitting here for 45 minutes now.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's like the amount of time I would have committed to this.
Yeah.
You're contractually
I mean, for you guys,
obligated.
Yeah, this started at 3 o'clock. This is an hour and 20 minutes.
Yeah, I kind of have to pee. I wonder if I should use this time now to go to the restroom.
Yeah.
What if we all left? I feel like that's a bit of a power move.
That's
you stormed off? We can all storm off if you want.
Oh, that's fine.
I do kind of want to understand what's going to happen once Amir... is he back? Yeah.
Oh, he's back. Damn. I was very into the everyone
he's drinking
thing.
A beer now.
I was so fucking close. He's drinking a Gansett.
He's a pounding a Gansett.
This whole thing was sponsored fucking content for making it a Gansett.
Let's play the next one.
I was going
to still have
the,
to take a break?
No, there's no way.
6 fucking years I've been working in some capacity with this company.
Let's play the next clip.
No, 1 second. All I've been met with is fucking swimming upstream.
Yeah,
right?
Met wet.
So I stuttered because I'm angry.
Wait a minute.
Let me tell you something about Narragansett, by the way.
He was working on this monologue all night last night, pacing in the mirror.
I tweeted once.
Yeah.
And they gave me a Brandon beer sitter shit. And guess what
they
else
they
gave
you
me?
Cash.
60 beers.
Five
two hoodies. Beers. 3 t-shirts.
Wow.
And constant social media interaction.
My man.
Marika, what was last
Why
time
are you
tweeted
explaining
me from that
this?
Out? What's that?
Why are you explaining this?
60 beers.
What?
That's 5 dozen beers.
I just see Jeff typing the invoice, taking out $5,000 and entering 60
beers.
Two racks against it.
We embarrassed you?
We pay you.
I paid for the fucking happy hour. I paid for that.
Stop chugging beer and play a clip.
It's 1:20.
This is from Mike where you are.
Stop chugging beer and play a clip.
Anyway, this is Tom Hanks.
Jeff, it is Mike, the least requested guest on the show. Really honored to have been asked to send you a voice memo for your 100th episode. Truly, thank you for the opportunity. Feel blessed. 100 episodes. What a ride, buddy. I think I was on.
Instantly happy.
Four of them? I just can't imagine what it would have been like if I had been able to guess all those times when you'd reach out a couple days before recording to ask if I wanted to do it, and I'd say yeah, when, and then you'd not respond, or like when you'd slack me half an hour before recording and say, oh, we had a guest cancel, we need to fill a spot really quickly, and I'd be like yeah, okay, happy to jump on the show, and then you'd actually just not respond again.
So you feel genuinely bad.
You're back in LA now, right? I feel like that must be a real blessing for the New York crew, just because they don't have to like see all the empty eye drop containers that you just leave around the recording studio and buy
the computer.
Yeah, everything.
But true.
I know now when I sit down at my workstation, I really miss being faced with your biocontaminated trash. Anyway, I really don't know what to say. 100 episodes. I can't imagine this has been good for your career. My dog has more Instagram followers than you. I wish I was kidding, but she does. This is embarrassing for you. It's embarrassing for me. I work at one of the most prestigious terrestrial radio programs and podcasts in the world. You're nothing, Jeff. You're nothing. I just need you to know this show means nothing.
Really?
At all. This is last thing. This is sort of tangential, but like I stopped getting royalty checks for the theme song. Could you talk to Marty about that? I tried to reach out on Slack to him, but like I think he blocked me.
I didn't know you could do that.
Which I didn't know that was a thing you could do. Anyway, just stop doing the show. Yeah. It would probably be better for everybody. Okay, thanks. Bye.
I didn't realize that Mike was getting loyalty checks for the theme song because I also played on the theme song. So yeah. I feel like I
didn't think he was.
I feel weird because I've been cashing the checks.
For what?
I think they go, both of your checks still go to the old office address.
Mm.
And I'm able to just kind of...
I didn't eat.
That's okay. That's not your fault.
And then, like, I didn't eat this morning, so to chug a beer. You guys can keep talking. To chug a beer, like, I feel bloated now.
Yeah.
Chug another one. Chug another one, Jeff.
Chug another beer.
Chug another beer, Jeff.
I drove to the office, man.
Dude, just spend the day here.
Chug another
beer.
Voicemail.
It's hacky comedy.
Chug a beer, dude. It's 100.
That's really cool. You should chug 100 beers.
Grab a couple Gansets and chug them all.
Keep it 100.
You have 60.
All right, this is crazy.
No therapy references, by the way.
No therapy so far. We have three more.
Okay.
Chug a beer for every voicemail.
I'm just going to kind of be here on my phone, but you guys let me know whenever they're playing.
Is that even good to do?
Yes.
I feel like it's just funny for you in the studio. It's not going to be good for audio.
Please don't.
I won't do it. Here we go. Melanie Bracewell, all the way from down under.
Nice.
Australia.
Hey, Jeff. It's Jeff. Mel Bracewell here from New Zealand.
New Zealand.
I'm just leaving you this message because you know how you borrowed that like $50 from me a few weeks ago? You were like, I really, really need this. I'm super desperate.
She makes
like,
so much money.
Things are really tough for me. And you sort of sobbed a bit. So I gave it to you. But I'm going to need that back. Not because I need it, like I'm doing pretty well, but because I actually like to see you upset. If you could just send that back whenever, that'd be dope. Thanks.
That one was at least not rude to you.
It was just asking for something, but it just feels weird because like I'm in a tough spot financially in terms of credit card debt, and she has, she makes a lot of money, so...
Especially for New Zealand bucks.
Yeah.
So you just texted her, I need 50?
Couldn't be someone who lives in a further time zone.
Just feels like
4 a.m. Nobody else was up.
Okay.
Let's bring it home with two of my close personal friends, Riley Anspaugh and Zach Dunn.
Oh, there we go.
Hi, Jeff. It's Riley. Oh, my God. 100 episodes of the HeadGum Podcast. I mean... Congrats, you guys. Like, this is an achievement, and I am so thrilled for all of you. I mean, congratulations. Oh, yeah. And if I could just share anything, Jeff, you know, you are one of my best friends in this world. I love you so much. And I just really want to give you the permission to just drop the mask. You don't need to try this hard. You try so, so hard. I mean, like in every area, it's like you're just like you push to be seen as like this funny,
I didn't fucking say this.
Effervescent, bubbly, happy-go-lucky guy. And I just want to give you the permission to stop, to slow down, to just not force it. You know, you force everything so hard and just like, just be, you know, you're enough. And I know that you don't feel that way. But honestly, like at the end of the day, you are enough. So just stop. Just stop. Yeah. You're pushing so hard. And I actually think that pushing is pushing other people away because they can feel how fake it is feel how sad you are inside. So just let that all go. Let that all go and stop trying so hard. Okay, bud? Happy 100 episodes. Congrats, you guys. Much love.
That one was
trending towards
issue therapy.
With that one because it kind of like, excuse me.
It sort of
boils everything down to like, oh, you have one problem and it's that you try too hard and otherwise you'd be good. But I take issue because I think you're, you know, fully bad. I think you're subpar.
I think I'm multifaceted.
I think there's not one thing that's keeping you from achieving greatness. I think
there are many things. You're starting with the opposite of a head start.
Jake, I think it's a good umbrella note. I think that it's a note that in all of his choices that he makes in life, there's not one singular choice that is kind of like disrupting him in society.
You think
it's
there's
that
not
every
a pattern?
Choice, I'm talking now, it's that every choice is amplified to such a sweaty degree that it's just overwhelming in every realm. So if he was able to just turn down, to Riley's point, his try-hardness, he might actually be much more palatable.
But I think there's something fundamentally wrong with his brain that makes him do that.
Well,
so
at
that's
this
not
point, I
want
to get to the bottom of it because I'm starting to agree with you guys. So like, what would you change?
We're so beyond that.
I think, you can't change. I think all that can happen is that you can step out of the public sphere. So no
the
one
eye.
Else has to...
The public eye.
Yeah, but I thought the eyes have it.
No.
It being me.
Let's listen to that last voicemail. So go home.
Zach Dunn.
Hey, Jeffrey. This is Zach Dunn. I just wanted to admonish you on 100 episodes of the HeadGum podcast. Now, full disclosure, I do currently have COVID. I guess I sort of wanted to say that I think it is your fault. Now, if you look at sort of the rise of COVID, it's basically coincided with the rise of this podcast.
No way.
And
interesting.
It's my opinion that if you stopped doing the podcast, probably COVID would stop in turn. And then maybe I wouldn't have gotten it. I guess it's too
late
now. Don't
entertain the idea.
So just something for you to stew on and think about a little bit as you consider ending this podcast for the good of humanity. All right. Thanks.
A lot of people want me to stop doing the show, it seems like.
No more therapy mentions, though.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Although the one trending towards therapy,
congrats, Amir.
Riley's, you could argue that's 0.5.
You could.
It might have hit the line.
Oh, a push.
But the bet was say the word therapy.
Yeah.
That was easy.
No, that was actually painfully hard.
I think that's a wrap on the big... Sugar 100. We did good. We did really good, I think.
That's a series wrap on the HeadGum podcast. Thank you for your effort. You still got review, and you are still an ambiersitter. So that's 2 out of 3 bad, brother.
Are you still an ambiersitter,
I got an email from Narragansett during the show. So
yeah, you're not supposed to chug them publicly like that. That kind of
thought Narragansett was a New York beer.
You did.
I don't believe you know anything.
Oh
my God.
This is not how I wanted this to go, but you know what? That's every episode. So I've kind of resigned myself to this. Thank you guys for being on this, I guess. I mean,
I don't know if Billy did Bond of the Week.
What? After all this, you want to know who? Rene Jean Page or whatever?
Who?
The guy from Bridgerton.
Rene Jean Page.
I thought there was another segment. I mean, I'm chilling.
There
we got a
is.
Bottle of champagne.
He
the gang's
needs to get out of
here.
Jake needs to surf again, probably.
I
we
would
gotta
love
go.
To.
It's gonna be on next week's episode. If there, you know, well, no, you know what? It won't go anywhere because I guess the show's over. So
there's no grand finale. It's episode 100. The audience wants some sort of big splashy something. Nothing.
Can you tell us what the next segment was going to be?
You want to know what the next segment was supposed to be?
Yeah.
I was going to try and dispense some wisdom.
Oh, yeah. We don't need that. Should we go to plugs?
No, nope.
Let's go to
plugs. I
want
to hear the wisdom. I want to hear the wisdom, Jeff. I want to hear the wisdom. It's episode 100. We've all been mean to you. People outside the studio has been mean to you.
Jesus.
He's been mean to us.
This
no,
is a segment
what,
I like
Billy.
To call Sunwise. Jake, I'm sorry. So these are photos of sunrises.
This is insane.
With like brainy quote type things that I've sort of come up with to be wise. The first
so
one is
not
read books
sorry,
written.
Not related to the feedback that you got at all.
No.
Okay.
I thought the feedback would be nice job, continue the great
right
work. And so I was like, let me just do a segment I would have done either way. Read books written by and for children.
What's the next one?
That's the joke?
It's not a joke, it's wisdom. Curiosity killed my cat. She was interested in oncoming traffic.
That's pretty good.
Closer.
It's a nice photo.
Knowing about the New York Yankees is the beginning of all wisdom.
That's
that ain't it.
Wisdom is spelled wrong, by the way.
You know how some people like know a bunch of niche baseball facts from like the 1890s, yeah. and you just kind of
who
assume
cares?
That they know about the rest of the world? What's that?
Who cares?
Widsome.
Thank you.
Widsome.
Travel over family.
Sure.
Any day.
Okay.
All right. I disagree, but I can see why one would have this opinion.
Me too. He who starts a company is the worst company.
That one's pretty funny, to be honest.
Speak one language, ideally English.
Stop. Next frame. Next frame. Keep it moving, you idiot.
Any fool can
idiot.
Sleep. The point is to dream.
Okay.
I'm still stuck on that last frame.
It's
keep
almost Shakespearean.
No, this is it.
Okay, great. Any fool can sleep. The point is to dream. Great. That's a beer sound.
Obviously, you can't.
How do you blur a house?
Yeah. I guess you have to blur the whole house. As if dropping this footage on the editor's desk wasn't enough. Now he has to blur a house for you.
There might have been a zoom at one point. That doesn't help. That's Amir's home. That's plugs? A good length of a segment. That's a good length of a segment.
Yeah, that was the best segment.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then I'm feeling a little bit better leaving this the widsome. Way it is.
I like the widsome. Was that a widsome. Joke or was that a...
That was a joke.
That was not a joke at all.
No, it wasn't. That was because I wrote these very fast.
Of course.
Yeah. And that's every segment that you've ever planned, so...
Well, you got to do one of these a week, man. This sucks.
I will say that it was funny. The typo was funny.
You put the sunglasses back on. Do it again, but then put the sunglasses back on.
No, honestly, genuinely, I know we were giving Jeff a hard time, but the typo was funny.
Why'd your voice change? All right. We made it through.
I like the typo is all. Widsom.
He's kind of like a smooth jazz guy now. Don't do that, though.
You look like Pino Palladino.
I guess you could say I'm the Lou Gehrig of knowing about Yankee facts.
Nice.
And that I'm going to have a disease named
yeah,
after
he
me.
Had a degenerative yeah, disease.
So, I don't know. Something to think about.
Thanks for 100 episodes. I hope we can continue doing it, but I guess we'll talk right after this. So,
oh, yeah. Stick around. I wanted to, another Yankee reference, touch base. yeah. all sorts of shit. W/R/T, your employment here, with regards to.
Listen to XOXO Gossip Kings, Senior Superlatives. We'll have a video podcast when this comes out. So subscribe to that channel.
School's also, out.
I think the Nation's going to have Neil deGrasse Tyson on this week. So listen
wow.
to that.
Wow.
Because that's
huge guy.
Cool. I feel like science and stuff.
Yeah.
That's
a good podcast.
Hopefully Carlos Sainz's car gets fixed so that he can win the Grand Prix this weekend.
Vamos.
William?
Yeah.
Now I'm getting excited because we're close to the meeting, Jake.
Yeah. I don't even know if I have to be there. I feel like it's simple okay. enough.
And Buckets.
Oh, yes.
At Billy's
playoffs.
Fury.
Buckets, me and Billy's basketball podcast. We're going to fucking hit the ground running. There's some really exciting basketball happening on right now. So looking forward to talking about that.
And if you do want me and Johnny to host the upcoming 100 episodes of the HeadGum Podcast, just let us know on socials.
Hashtag, maybe if we get something trending, like hashtag Billy and Johnny or something like that.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Hashtag Billy and Johnny.
I guess it could kind of be like a Dead and Company thing where it's like Jerry Garcia's dead, but it still lives on. And then his legacy is furthered because of it. So like,
sure.
You guys host it, but you sort of like further my legacy as well. And I'll be gone.
Cool.
What?
Thank you. was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Hmm? Okay, I will. It's
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.